This podcast contains adult content and adult language. In no way does this reflect the opinions of other contributors of Good Morning Gloucester or Homecast. Your discretion is advised.
Good morning, Gloucester. Time for Alicia Unleashed. Talking about what's going on in these streets. Alicia, Alicia Unleashed.
Good morning, Gloucester. This is Alicia Unleashed, episode 65. It's pretty amazing.
It is.
It is.
Especially since 64 is nowhere to be found.
No, that is a lost episode.
It is a lost episode, and thank God. Thank God.
We might bring it back one day.
No,
I mean,
no, we actually should not. I actually, no, there's been some revelations since then. We should not bring that back.
That's like episode 25. That's missing.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah.
Episode 25
That was before I hold the
nowhere
files.
To be found. Actually, it's probably found in my archives of stuff.
Yeah, I should actually delete that one.
Like, oh, no, so that was classic.
No, 64 needs to go. I don't have your old archives. I only have them since I took over.
Yeah, so that's somewhere, though. I know it is. So today we have B-Side.
What up?
And we have a very special guest today. So what would you like us to call you?
I knew it. I was like, they don't know what they should. I'm just Paul today.
Today you're Paul.
I'm not promoting anything but Paul things.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
No, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I'm feeling pretty. We go back
pretty
so
Paul.
Far, so I don't have to put on any true performance.
And everyone that listens knows who you are.
Yeah, I'm insane.
Well.
Call me insane today.
Okay.
We're going to do that.
It's fine.
We don't have to put an AIM performance. I just know that you go by many different identities and just which one you are feeling today.
I do. Forget about Facebook. Before Facebook, I just had like...
Yeah, can we just talk about your Facebook for a second?
Absolutely.
We how are we no longer friends? Because I'm pretty fucking pissed about
okay,
that.
Okay, so you know when you're like, oh, I have a million friends, but like you're in that moment, you're like, but I really only know probably like 300 of them enough to... So that then I'll delete the whole page, which means...
So you deleted your whole page?
My whole Roberta Dick, and she, I'm going to miss her too, because like when you can change your Facebook profile, like the URL, you can like customize it if no one else has it, but if you delete it, it's never available again.
Okay.
But because they also let you download... This is like a tutorial. They let you download a PDF of everything that's ever done, like anything people have posted on your page,
no
your
way.
Messages... Everything's embarrassing, but the fact is there are a lot of memories, so I rather than archive, well, I do, but not on their end. I take it and keep it on my things.
So that
but
is where the new
anyway.
Facebook page with the new name came
yes,
in that
so
I'm not friends with.
Dakita Diamanda, I will
yes.
find you and add
I,
you.
No, I saw you yesterday, and I was going to friend you, but Bridget was like... No, he, I didn't know yet because he's like, did you say that something about
No, you were like, why are we not friend? Why am I not friends with him? And I said, well, because recently Facebook has deleted his account.
They did.
Times.
They disabled my account for like over a month. And it was,
are you
about,
serious?
Yeah, and then I had to make like a whole new one.
Because when you do
one,
false names and stuff like that, they've been doing this for years now. Like if you've got false names... They,
oh.
Facebook should basically just print your passports for you. They're so official.
Yeah, right.
But it's okay. Like, yeah, I'm human, so I get in my head, and I'm like, you know what? I don't want to unclick unfriend on this many people.
Okay, so
gonna...
I can friend you
absolutely.
For your new name.
Yeah. To
okay.
Keep,
so
yeah.
I know. I found it. I found it.
What's wrong
I screenshot
with me?
And sent it to... Bridget, and I was like, what the fuck happened? So,
no, I
found you.
I feel stupid when I'm apologizing to people in person. Like, hey, I didn't delete you on Facebook, and half the time
I know, and it
like,
sounds so stupid,
notice.
Trust me.
Yeah.
Like, how, like, it is so dumb that you, you know, it's, you know, social media. But at the same time, I was like, what the fuck happened?
It creates a lot of unnecessary anxiety.
Yeah.
So, hey, guys. I'm back, and I'm still four different people all the time.
And that's okay.
Yeah, it feels good.
Just who you want to be.
I didn't take theater in high school, so I feel like...
I know, which is so weird. I know, which is just didn't want to.
Well, when
or...
I made my first stage name, I did it because, like, I went to school to learn recording and music to do it myself, right?
Winter Park.
Yeah, shout out. You came in 2006. Who
oh
says it like
god,
that?
Oh my god, 2006, yeah.
But the thing is, our friend Whitney made us all get MySpace account, excuse me. So I was like, no, what? What is this new social media thing? I don't want my real name up. And people from, like, you're still in the phase where you don't want to see anyone from high school. That,
because it's like LiveJournal only with pictures and stuff.
Exactly.
Right?
So, and I always knew, like, yeah, I'm a fucking rock star. I need a stage name, but I never thought of it until I made music. So Ricky Diamond was he. But I'm just feeling so real for you guys.
And before
today.
Ricky...
Oh, so real.
Before Ricky Diamond was when we went to New York City, and you were the star of my friggin' New York City documentary.
I don't even want to see that.
Oh,
ever.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. Like, I do, but I'm going to first judge
DVD
my acne,
now.
Then I'm going to... You do.
Yes. Yes, I do.
If it's funny, then whatever.
Oh, I've known Paul since he was like first grade.
Super little, like hanging out like the whole Foster Street, Summer Street, Beacon Street
yep.
connection.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. No, absolutely.
Was your house technically Orchard or something?
Yes, we
okay.
were on the corner of Orchard and whatever that other street. We were like
Summer, right?
Well, no,
Summer,
I know
Hovey.
Summer. Oh yeah, Hovey. Maybe I don't even know, but we were on the corner there.
We go back.
Yeah, we go way back.
How's your sister?
Amazing.
Okay, good.
Yeah, she's good. Up in the middle of New Hampshire.
Lucky her.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
In the middle of nowhere.
Your other one is doing just fine after your birthday, too.
Celia, she is.
Oh, yeah, you do.
She recovered
that.
Real quick.
Yeah.
What happened? Did you
she
guys...
doesn't drink.
Hey,
she
shout
decided...
out. Shout out to Nick and, what's his name?
Noel.
And what was his other name? The other guy's name.
Noel, and you just said Nick's a nice
it was not
Nick.
Kevin. Shout out to Noel and Kevin from Box 109 in Newton.
Yes, and actually, Noel is from Peabody.
Yes, and
yes.
He knows people that we know people, but.
So.
They got her drunk.
They did. Well, she kept ordering the drink, so what do you want? I forgot to say our other silent person that's here tonight.
I was going to just say the whole reason why I was like, oh, what was his name? To get him to tell
Oh, me. Shit. We should have bet, man. I'm telling you.
Told you.
Motherfucker.
So, for those that are listening and you hear this, like, this little voice in the background, that's Mr. E. This
yeah.
is Mr. E's
Mystery.
First. Yep, that's his name on the cast.
On a thing.
I'm
going to
make it up.
I'm into it.
So, Mr. E is here. And he said he was going to be a silent person. He wasn't going to say anything. But, you know, he's one of those people that come on like...
Erica. Christina.
Well, actually, no. Erica... So, first episode, Erica came on. She says, I'm silent. I'm literally not saying anything. And she did not. She was true to that. Then Christina came on and said, I don't know what I'm going to say. And talked the whole time. So...
Wait, who? Kalinowski?
Yes.
I love her.
So, you know, people do that. They will say, I'm going to be silent and not going to talk. And all of a sudden, you just hear them talk. And
right, if
a
good subject
baited
comes
you,
up,
sir.
Though.
I baited you. I got you.
Get
I
controversial
you.
And everybody's like, my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Podcasts are fun.
Yeah.
So, right. All right, so there was an event recently, actually 1 week ago, that we were all at. And that was at Hannah Kimberly's.
Shout out.
Yeah. Book reading and signing. That was at Sawyer Free Library. So you need to either go on Amazon or go Barnes & Noble or go down to the bookstore of Gloucester. And it's called A Woman's Place is at the Top. And this is a must read. She's actually currently writing for 7th and 8th graders, which I think is genius.
So she's adapting her story.
Yeah.
Into a book for 7th and 8th grade.
Right. Although so far, I'm still in the middle of chapter 2. Just been a little busy lately working, you know. I think Tyler would be able to read and understand. He's 13. He's in 8th grade.
The narrative is so easy. And the thing, I actually Instagrammed this yesterday while I was at lunch. I said... I'm only on page 10, but I can hear Hannah narrating this story all the way through to me.
Yes.
She did such a great job telling that part, that blurb of the chapter from chapter 9. I was like, but I want more. No Netflix, I'm still watching. Come back.
I would have her read the whole book to me. I'd be totally okay with that.
She said she would read the book to me at the beach. I'm like, great, let's start making nightly book readings at the beach. Let's do this.
Yeah.
After work, totally. Come down to the beach, read a chapter, I'm in. Let's do this.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had a whole conversation with someone about it today and at a mutual friend of ours at Sugar Mags. And she has been hanging out with her close by her side for the past year of her, like, literally getting all these archives and talking, like, basically living her life as Annie.
Right.
And we were just, like, raving about it, like, whoa. I said I felt like maybe for the whole period, and maybe for a little bit still, now, Annie, like, took over her. Like, the soul of Annie.
Heck. Oh, she's totally Annie.
Yeah, I, like, jumped.
She totally, like,
embodies it.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. She is absolutely Annie. There's no doubt about
Felicia
that.
Felicia did a great job with the little bites and stuff.
Yep, Felicia did the food and the drink. That was awesome.
And it was a packed house, too. Mm-hmm.
It was
so full. Like, I mean, and all the books that they had there to sell were sold out. They sold out by the
awesome.
End.
That's
of
great.
The, yeah. So,
I'm going to sell it when that signature's worth 10 grand. No, I'm kidding. I can't wait to see whatever video stuff Craig did with it, too, because he's, like, super amazing.
Of course.
Love them.
Yeah. They're a power couple, them, too.
Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah.
They're awesome. So, Bridget, you want to talk to us about the period partners drive at Stop and Shop?
Yes. So, it's been featured on Good Morning Gloucester already, but Period Partners is...
Second year in a row.
This is their second year. So, what they're trying to do is they are providing clients of the Open Door with year supplies of tampons and pads.
What is about period stuff?
Yeah. So, they're going to hold a product drive at Stop and Shop on Thatcher Road on Saturday, August 12th, from 9 a.m. to 1. And what it is it... So, just to let you know, it's to help people that are in need or homeless women who cannot provide or cannot get feminine hygiene products. What we don't also realize is that feminine hygiene products, women are taxed on, or people are taxed on that. I mean, because men can obviously buy them for women. But Rogaine is not taxed.
Interesting.
Oh, isn't that interesting?
And do you know why? Is there any reason behind it? Why?
No one seems to want to answer that question. And if I am wrong...
Are condoms taxed?
They should be.
It's been a minute.
Or they shouldn't be, actually.
They probably could be. There's a good chance. Maybe I should go to Walgreens.
But what it is,
there is a girl. She is 24. I think her name is Lucy Gross, and I could be wrong on the age, so my apologies. I'll put it in the correction notes. She's not homeless. She's not in need. She just found a spot that where women of that are in need need help.
Right.
And the thing is that this is not something that we chose to have.
Right.
This is a fucking infliction that sucks.
I know, like, you know, I don't brag about
sucks,
their period.
Dude. No one brags about their period unless they have that, am I pregnant? And then they're like, oh, praise to Jesus. I might have had a few of those. I'm just saying. I'm very, very, like, woo, I'm correct. But
wait a second, though. Question,
so
ladies,
because yes.
you went through it. When you were... going through puberty, or like whenever the period thing happens, were you ever like, I can't wait till I get my period? Like, you must have
yes.
been.
Yes. Actually, goddamn.
Thank you.
When I was in fifth grade, all of my friends were getting their periods except for me, and I was like, when am I getting my period? And I was very confused because my mother was a bartender, so I didn't really get that talk. I got a book that's What's Happening to My Body.
Oh, no.
And so I wasn't really talking or having questions with her because I was like, I'm confused. And I was like, but why the fuck are all my friends getting their periods? I want my period. And then when my period came, I'm like, oh, my God,
oh,
please
like,
kill
take
me.
It back.
Take it back.
It's not like a sweet 16. You can't just have, like, a period potty.
No.
you could. But like,
there was actually a viral video a few years ago where they did a period party for a girl. Like, and it was...
Isn't that called a bat mitzvah?
No. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I'm not Jewish. But
that's so. No, if it's a girl, it's what's it called?
It's a bar mitzvah.
But what's if it's a guy?
Bar mitzvah.
Bar and bar.
Really?
That's what the Jewish do. So actually, the answer to the question
but
is yes.
But it's more or less, it's just like a kinsiera.
Yeah, but when you're from up here, it's always going to be a bar mitzvah. Also, it's too bad that that whole being able to control when you get your period for the first time thing didn't happen, because then maybe we would have had, like, a period pact. You know?
Oh,
like,
no.
Made for TV movie, and, like, every girl of every... I'm sorry, that's terrible.
Well, this just took a turn.
I'm disgusting. Sorry, world. Good morning, Gloucester.
Well, you know what's interesting?
No, you're on this. There's no sorry.
Yeah,
there's no...
Our number one listener is actually in the room, so he is actually getting his first live podcast.
That is true.
Too.
That is true. And 99% of the time, we don't edit.
No, we don't.
So,
and I'm not editing this.
No, because there's really no reason
you shouldn't.
To.
Leaving the periods in there.
Ooh.
No, there's really no reason to.
It's going
to
get messy, I hope.
Oh, you done eating? Good.
So something that you were that we're missing from episode 64, Chester Bennington and Glenn Campbell. And if we did not mention this, then I think...
Glenn Campbell died last night.
Okay, so why don't you update us, Bridget?
So, we recorded episode 64 and talked about the most boring bullshit ever.
thanks.
And then it was fucking boring. You walked away, just like you're doing right now. I got shit to do.
What is 64 about?
Just bullshit. Talking about my dating life, which I had for a minute. Still have, blah, blah, blah. I got a new niece. That's it. So, we go through this whole hour episode. Then we go down to Stone's to have a drink on a Thursday. Was it a Thursday? Yeah, it was a Thursday because it was a super weird night. And we're like, let's do this. And I'm going through my news feed and all of a sudden I'm like, why is everyone talking about Chester Bennington? She's like, oh yeah, he died this morning. I'm like, what the literal fuck? Why didn't nobody tell me? Because I got tickets to go to see Linkin Park and nobody told me.
Oh,
did they cancel that show?
Yes, Alicia. They canceled the whole fucking tour.
They could have gone on. That's like
no,
way too
you
soon.
You cannot.
So wait.
You cannot.
But
go
she was
tour.
Going to see them like that week.
No, I was going
back,
to see.
And
no,
I know
the end of
real
July 27th.
Right.
Yeah, it was like seven days. Yeah.
Right. Literally.
That's sad. I hated that whole thing.
Yeah, it was. It was pretty awful. And I was like, why the fuck did no one tell me? And everyone's like, well, we didn't really.
We just thought you knew.
I would have said something. I would have posted something. Jesus.
I'm more mind blown by the connection with him and what's
Chris
his face
Cornell
and them both.
On his birthday?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then he hung himself too. But, you know, we will probably have, I don't know. That'll be a deep podcast.
We should
find
do like a,
say,
like a
it.
Maybe like there's like a suicide hotline or something. We could do a
there
whole
is. Actually, there's a rap song by a rapper named Logic, and he actually
Tyler's
does.
Tyler's new favorite one.
Yes, that song is actually the suicide hotline number.
Oh.
The 1-800-823-TALK.
Good.
So that's the name of the song. They don't mention it in there, but the words to that song, and actually most of Logic's music is pretty, because he talks about antidepressants, he talks about his bipolar, he talks about all of this shit, and it's rare for artists to be that upfront, because especially with rappers, like when Frank Ocean kind of came out but didn't come out, they were like, what the fuck is this? Also, when Kid Cudi talked about went in for rehab because of depression, they made fun of him, but then fucking Kanye goes off the fucking rails, and they're like, it's okay, he's a genius. No, go fuck yourself. Kanye's
oh my god, now they know why. Now they know why he named himself Kid Cudi. I'm just kidding, that's not funny.
Oh.
I feel so fucked up, because I think these jokes are hilarious, but like, I would tell Kid Cudi, no, I'm just kidding, like, I just make effed up jokes, please don't write a song about me. I do love him day and night, just kidding. Back to you, ladies.
So anyway, and Glenn Campbell, the Rhinestone Cowboy, died yesterday of Alzheimer's. So.
Who is he again? No, I'm sorry.
Like a rhinestone cowboy.
Brown, brown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He died.
Well, if we did not mention that, then you would have canceled this whole goddamn podcast.
I'm
and
not,
been like, we cannot do that.
Listen, I am not Glenn Campbell, whatever. Chester Bennington, on the other hand,
yeah.
I was waiting for a connection between the two.
They're
I was
going to
be like,
there's
wait, did
it's just the distance of celebrities that have died since we've recorded last.
Got it.
Because technically, we haven't recorded since the last Fiesta Sunday.
Holy shit.
Well, sometimes you have to take a few months off, though.
Oh, well, we recorded, but then I was like, no, we can't without Chester Bennington being mentioned. And then I was supposed to do this little thing in front of it, and I was like, nope, didn't do that either. And I was like, let's just pretend it never happened.
Yeah, so now it's just there.
It's perfectly fine.
So, a friend of ours, who we all love.
Yes.
Samantha. Frontiero Barrett.
Yes.
Is absolutely, I just, whenever I think of Vince Wilfork, I think of her. Because she just loves him so much. She loves, come on, it is very, very, I know, first of all, everyone loves Vince, but she is like.
I don't even know who this person is. I know Samantha, obviously. Hi, Sam. Wait, Vince Wolf.
Wilfork.
It's football.
Oh, praise God. Now I don't feel bad about it. Sorry, I'm out of this conversation.
He retired as a Patriot, but I thought he was coming back.
No.
I was kind of like, oh, shit, I thought he was coming back.
He got sponsored with Kingsford Grill charcoal. He signed today with Robert Kraft a one-day contract so he can retire as a Patriot.
Yep.
That happened this afternoon or this morning. Also in Patriots news, we are now the proud owners of 2 airplanes.
And that you can rent if you'd like.
No, these are just charters for the actual team. For the team.
I heard on the radio this morning that they're actually, you are able to,
One's going to be used for the players.
Yes.
And the second one is going to be used for
to rent.
Expensive charters.
Expensive charters at games, so if you're a fan, you can be a group plan.
Like my cousin Christine.
Yeah.
Sorry, she's obsessed with them and Tom Brady, and like she's gotten all over, like, she has like season tickets and she's on the news every time or the. Anyway, shout out Christine, she's getting married soon. She's obsessed. She'll be on that plane.
So then that's what the plane.
I hope so. I hope she gets on.
Yeah, so John Madden actually does that for his Raiders fans, but obviously he doesn't have a Raiders plane. But when I worked at JetBlue, they would actually charter. He would charter planes for his dearest, deepest, like, number one Raiders fans, like the Black Hole. He would get them on a plane. He'd pay for the flight, and they'd fly down to L.A. or wherever they were going, and then they'd come back.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I didn't get to meet John Madden because he actually doesn't fly. He's scared to fly, so he takes a bus. He takes a bus everywhere.
Wow.
He travels.
Fun fact, man.
Then I met a bunch of Raiders and stuff like that, too. So,
yeah.
But, yes, we are now the first team to own 2 airplanes.
Two. And
holy,
we'll be getting
holy.
6 rings on the second hand.
I hope we win, guys. Yeah, that's usually sports.
Yay, sports!
Listen,
yay,
when I watch football, I'm into it. And if I go to a football or any game, like, I realized I fucking love hockey. I had an ex
because they're
player.
Aggressive?
No, I don't know. Like, I just. Maybe, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, this part of me that's like, I'm so thrilled by it. I'm like, ooh, I want to be on the ice playing this
game. It's like
game
fight.
Right now.
It's that fight thing.
Yeah, but I don't know shit about it, so don't ask me questions.
Are you sure you don't like you sure you don't like football for all the tight pants?
No, honestly, the only thing should I go there with it?
You can do whatever you want.
Only time watching sports I ever got turned on, and this is so embarrassing. This is probably like what took me into the gay. Sorry, WWF. Wrestling.
Yes, wrestling is the number one.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
But, and then track and field. So, like, Michael Johnson, was that his name? Yeah, he ran the 96 Olympics. Totally into it.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Track and field?
Well.
Yeah, the short track.
Yeah, they're, like, not wearing underwear.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but you can't because.
Dong swinging.
Because that fucking suffocates
you,
man.
That's too much to say on the show.
Hi, we're Alicia Unleashed. You can say whatever you want. We don't have
a
swear jar today.
Well, apparently Michael Johnson was very much unleashed in 1996. Just saying.
But, so what do you feel about, you know, the track and field in the 70s when.
Are you going to go into You Know Who? Caitlyn Jenner.
There you go.
Oh, wow.
Much about it until, honestly, even after, like, right when she came out as trans was when I was like, Oh, I didn't know Bruce Jenner was an athlete. I thought he was an actor from the 80s on the Love Boat or something. I'm like, who is he? I don't know. So they all came into our lives and our TV sets, and I'm like, what's happening? Like, I didn't even know about their dad being OJ's dude until, like, the friggin' OJ movie or something.
Oh, the People versus OJ Simpson?
The one with Cuba Gooding Jr. Yeah. as OJ. Yeah,
the
so
FX
good.
Series that just came out last year.
So, I'm, awesome. I, like, live in a cave all the time. I knew shit up until I was 25, and then I gave up on the world because I saw it for what it was. I'm like, I'll just pay attention to what I'm interested to. Or interested in, rather.
That's perfect.
That's awesome. So Gloucester News tonight is actually the movie with Princess Bride. But this won't, yeah, so that's tonight. This won't actually, you know, actually go on Good Morning Gloucester till tomorrow, but just, you know, to talk about it because the block party is this Saturday.
Yes.
Okay.
That's all I know. I've never been.
Yeah, me neither. And just, you know.
Andre the Giant, I wasn't so much attracted to, but because he was a wrestler, because he's in the movie.
I was like, where is he going? Oh, great.
He's
dead. I cried when I was in fifth grade when he died. Yeah.
So my mom met Andre the Giant.
Really?
Yeah. Going from when we lived in Georgia and we flew back and forth, my mom actually ran into...
Wow.
And actually got to meet him. So,
did you know on a nightly basis he would take down 6 bottles of wine alone?
Oh my god. I wish he wrestled like that.
I'm not a giant, but I mean, I'm sure I could probably do that.
Jesus.
Oh man. Next year's goals at Box 109?
Yes.
I'm going to message Noel and Kevin right now. And be like, we're doing this. We're coming back.
That's it. My birthday's on a Saturday next year. We're doing it up on that Saturday.
I can't wait to tell you stories. I doubt you're. I doubt your sister told you anything about our end of the night. It was so good.
I can't wait. So we're shouting out to Danny Diamond, who was actually on the cast on episode 61. Paul, you know Danny?
I love Danny.
Yeah.
He's really
pretty
nice.
Amazing. And he just finished his mural at Cape Ann Brew.
Looks so good.
Yep.
Yeah.
He did an incredible job. He's got a surfer with the lighthouses and the
lights.
Was
on the back? Is it in the back? On
no,
the side,
it's right by the
it?
Door. So it's facing
awesome.
The Fiesta. So if where Fiesta is. If
it looks really
square,
good.
Yeah. And
yeah.
Then he's got his, he's got something in the front.
The fisherman's
under
there
lights.
Too.
Yes.
Like the fisherman's
under, over there. He did an incredible job.
Awesome. So shout out to Danny.
And then also, don't forget, he will be doing, in September, the Harvest Fest. He'll be doing live mural work down there at the square, whatever it's called.
So he's here for a little bit longer. Before he moves.
Yeah.
Oh, is he leaving again?
He won't snowbird until, like, November.
Oh, okay.
Until it starts to get, like, cold.
Okay.
Yeah.
Speaking of sports quickly, we were on the same little league, senior little league baseball team, the Lions. I only played 2 games, and they shouldn't have put me in either of those, but he was fantastic. So I just had to take it there also.
Oh,
shout out.
Sports! Yay! Sports! we will breeze past this one right quick, just because, you know, we're not supposed to be talking about politics and shit.
Ooh.
It's not about politics.
It is, because they fucking want to bomb us because we have a fucking retarded president.
That's a fucking fact! It's not politics, it's a fucking fact.
Alright, so...
goddamn fact. I'm not talking about that.
So,
other
the
thing
topic is, how worked up are you about the nuclear war from Korea? Paul just went into
I'm really hoping that the bomb shelter underneath the high school is still intact. Just fucking say.
Probably not.
Don't know. I'm like... I just don't pay attention. When it's my time, it's my time. And it might be all of our times very soon.
Very fucking soon. If we have to rely on Dennis Rodman, fucking kill me now. Like, fucking zombie?
No, he was another one I had a wicked crush on when I was 13.
This all makes sense.
Seriously, remember the Rodman World Tour on MTV?
Yeah.
The 10 spot?
Yeah.
I'm like, Rodman? Jenny McCarthy? I'm going through puberty. Who do I like more?
Also, how do you feel about them bringing TRL back?
I didn't know about it until today.
Just did this right now, yeah.
Maybe they'll bring music videos back.
Why?
Maybe that's
the fuck's YouTube for then?
Channel 144, MTV Classic. I don't know if we can say names, but it is the best channel if you have
cable. Do whatever you want, dude.
MTV Classic, shout out, bleep. No, it's so good. Everything from our past. All the videos we never
saw. Right, things that are no longer relevant to kids nowadays. They're like, what the fuck is this?
Well,
right.
In my mind, the VMA should be like a YouTube Awards or something.
That thing should just not exist anymore. Just go the fuck home with that shit.
It's weird.
Especially with Katy Perry. She's fucking crazy right now. She's Britney 2007.
Is she losing her mind? I don't know what's going on.
I don't know. I think she's having an identity crisis. I don't know what's really happening. I mean,
she is Britney pre-shaved head. Like, she's.
However, have you heard Kesha's new? Kesha totally went
off. I watched her on Good Morning America this morning and was like.
She didn't go off.
I love her.
No, Kesha's totally. No, Kesha totally went off what she's. What she normally does, right?
Yeah.
So her song that she has on right now.
Oh, have you listened to the album? Her fucking songs that she's releasing?
The new one?
I think she's like, haha, I get to be an artist and not have to sing about getting fucked up.
But I didn't like her before. Like, I didn't like any. I can't fucking stand Kesha. But now all the new stuff that she has, I like.
Well, she's gone through some shit. And she can actually write about it and sing about it now. She has artistic rights. To her fucking music.
Also, her mom was like a country songwriter back in the
day. Yeah, she also wrote. Kesha also wrote a bunch of hit songs for other people, like Rihanna, Britney, Timberland.
You know, it was so funny. Speaking of that, when we were at One Republic, didn't know that the
Ryan Tedder.
Yeah, he wrote Beyonce's Halo,
mm-hmm.
which he sang.
That makes sense.
And then he wrote Ed Sheeran's Happier, which he sang. And he wrote Adele, which one?
Don't say Rolling in the Deep.
No.
Is it?
No, we didn't say to the end, but it was. He did write one for. It was rumor has it.
Oh yeah,
nice.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yep. Yeah. So it's so funny. I love to see when other artists write for other because you don't know that because it's all done behind the scenes. You're like, what?
You know,
we go to a lot of concerts.
Sia, do you guys like Sia?
I love Sia.
She's fantastic. And when I first heard Rihanna's Diamonds. Was Rihanna? Yeah, I was like, she's singing like Sia. And I'm
well,
like,
have you heard Sia sing Diamonds?
Yeah, she wrote
exactly
it.
Like Rihanna. It's ridiculous.
Right.
I'm into all that nerdy vocal production stuff. So,
well, you can. I mean, people who have an ear for it can usually pick it up and usually understand it and like, oh yeah, you know.
It's fun.
So it is. It's great. All right. My next topic, me and Bridget got in a little bit of a heated kind of thing about it because her thought on is another different than my thought.
Already.
So according to the survey by Match.com, which
people
are still doing it.
Do you want me to do it?
Yep, you go.
Nearly three quarters, that is 73% of single women, say that chivalry is dead based on their experiences of modern men, according to the dating website Match.com. 80% of women said that they would love to date someone who checks in via text during the day, course of the day, just saying hi, hello. I don't care because I'm busy. 83% said that it would make them happy if the person they went out with checked that they got home safely at the end of the date. That, okay.
Because usually back in the day, the guy walked her up to her door. So he knew she got home okay.
Yeah, but nowadays if they walk her up to the door, they expect to come in and slide into the DMs. That ain't happening.
Or she's like swiping on Tinder as soon as she gets in. I'm swiping. I'm just kidding. I don't know anything about it.
So, Paul, are you anything online date at all?
Oh, God.
Granted.
Every person I've ever hooked up with. No, yes and no.
Okay.
Alright.
When I get lonely or I'm fishing for like, is there people that would give me the attention I need as a human? I'll download Grindr. I'll always have a Scruff profile. Scruff's a little more mature. It's not as slutty. You're not trying to get that D right away. You're like, oh, I want to date you. But then there was times where I like read the profile more. Sometimes I'm just like, oh, cute guy, woof. That's it. It's like a little paw and you tap it and it says woof.
Oh, and Scruff.
And then Grindr's straight up just like
dick.
Like Tinder. That's Tinder.
Ish, but people are mean on Grindr, and I don't like that kind of
stuff.
People
are mean on Tinder, too.
So if I do,
Grindr's terrible. I set up my old boss's Grindr account. It was like, wow, these people are fucked up.
But I think also it's sad because when I was that age, I had clubs to go to, or not, you know what I mean? All the gay bars, and not even just gay bars, like, it's like that in any culture. You go out, you're like at a bar, you see people who want to talk to each other, and including ourselves, we're all on our phone. And this isn't always, but sometimes when I see people swiping, like on Tinder or checking an app at a bar, which I've done too, although I'm not drinking right now.
We're gonna talk about that later.
Oh, great. I just am like, what are we doing? Like, take a chance. Go fucking talk to someone.
Right.
You know, because you're not going
to
hear
their voice.
But you want
to know if they're someone single, so if the radar shows up, you're like, now I can go talk to them.
But does that always matter? Like relationships?
When, to me, no.
Still...
I'll just sit there and talk to you from afar and have this narrative in my head that was like, oh, I was this close, but I didn't.
But that's always good for writing purposes later.
So chivalry, so what? How do you say
chivalry?
Chivalry, whatever.
Tomato, tomato.
Whatever. So we could go back. So
chivalry.
Here was my thing. We could go back to 1950, where the guy showed up with flowers in his hand,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's 1950.
But not for nothing.
Not for nothing.
People have done that for years and years and years, and that's fucking pretty much dead. So I went on
till the internet.
It's dead.
Ish.
Yeah.
I went on 50 plus, I don't know how many dates. One motherfucker brought me flowers on my first date.
Really?
One.
Listen.
One.
No, I heard. I feel like it's important to...
I talk to my son every day. When you go on a date with a woman, you need to be... Because we watched something... I forget what we watched today.
Right now.
No, Bridget, because I feel that it's really important.
Well, this is too, think of this too, back in the day also, I mean, there's high school, college, and then everything after. And then there's like, where do you meet someone? At a coffee shop, at a place where people
before
are drinking, a concert. But, you know, say in high school or college, or just a workspace, there's that person you have a crush on, and like, you get to know them, and you like them. And I feel like if people took the time to go out and meet people that way, they'd feel more special about them, and they'd be like, I want to do something nice for them in the beginning. But it's tough.
Nowadays,
it's like,
just a meat market.
How do we
it's
date?
Like, who's next?
Right.
Like, what else can I... What else is out there? There's got to be more something different out there. Like, that's the... No, not to say that that's, you know... That is a little outdated. Like, I'd
being
be
a
shocked.
General, I think it's being... I understand... Like, this is obviously really, like, you know, being a feminist and being, you know, and... Going back to the 1950s, right, where men were gentlemen, where men were gentlemen, right? Because
they're all on cocaine.
But to try and
70s,
but to give
I'm
cocaine.
Pretty sure
they
your
were
man
all on cocaine.
Who was
don't
in the
bring
90s
the 80s into this.
Before the internet and dating apps was a gentleman. I'm sure he did gentlemanly things. So why are we going to go all the way back to the 50s?
Because it stopped.
I know what you mean.
And go back to the time,
Mr.
When it,
E. Mr. E.
It definitely slowed down.
In the 90s, though, were you considered generally like the men of the 50s? Where they had nothing else because all they had, the men were literally going into war and they were like, I need a woman. I need to start having children because that was the fucking standard when you got out of high school.
And that's why they brought them flowers.
You also need to read,
no.
Yeah, you need to read Enzi's and Zari's book, Modern Romance, and it actually talks about all of that stuff. You'd be shocked.
Only
you know
men that were in the service are not the only ones that brought flowers. That
I
was actually
say,
a...
It was also men that were going into the service and men in general because they had to find a woman and start having children.
But I also think styles of courting women or like
thank
finding
you.
Someone
courting
for a relationship
women. Right.
Or whoever, whatever, gay, straight, you know, I just think have changed or rather they've stayed the same but because of how modern civilization has changed, but what I'm trying to get at is I think it's a very class-based thing. Like, the rich families, you know, you gotta go with the wealthy man. I mean, just the way people do it, I think, are also, it's based on their surroundings. Ish.
Also, remember that movie with Tony Danza, like, She's My Daughter or something like that? Back in the 80s, they
wait,
would
with
bring
Alyssa
flowers.
Milano?
Yeah!
Oh, I know, they were in Who's the Boss together.
Oh.
Don't listen to me.
But they, God, I can't remember her name.
I'm thinking of Commando.
Of course you are. But anyway, I think before internet dating, that was the thing. I've never had a guy bring me flowers, And I personally don't really care for it because flowers die. I want you to buy my food and my drink.
I want you to buy your food and your drink, but say hello with some flowers. One, my friend. One. 60 to 70, that was moved by the way. One.
One flower.
No. One person.
One bag of flowers.
One person. Yes. Over 60, I can't fucking count. Whatever, 3-4 a week
one
times
podcast.
Fucking 52, it could be over 100.
Just say 65,
honestly, I don't
because
know.
In 65 podcasts, you've only lost one.
No, we'll just lost three.
Oh. But you know what, though? But you know what? So how did that date go?
I dated him for a couple months, and that was it.
That's good. I think that's more than one time.
Yeah.
That fucking flowers.
But then I met Mr. E.
Hey, Mr. E.
He brings you flowers all the time.
He did not bring flowers on the first date. No. However.
Okay.
That's not a deal breaker for me.
However, he brings me flowers all the time.
Good.
But it's not a deal breaker.
Because
he knows
metaphor?
I love them. I love them.
Oh, actual flowers.
You
seem like a nice guy, too, by the way.
Oh,
so.
Thank you.
Yeah. We won't say too much about you.
Also, one last thing from this survey is remembering to turn your phone off during a date also scores super highly. 78% of women crave a low-tech date. Depressingly, the simple courtesy of not canceling on plans was about 82% of women that said that constantly happens.
You should just put your phone away and don't look at it if you're into that person.
So
when that person goes to the bathroom, don't be checking your Tinder, your Plenty of Fish, your eHarmony.
JJ.
Don't be
JJ.
Farmers only.
don't be checking
on that.
And for you gay boys, Scruff, Grindr, Jacked, Hornet, Adam for Adam.
Yeah.
Craigslist.
Like the other night I went on a date and he had his phone out and he was like looking at his phone. I'm like, I have not looked at my phone a single minute. I even went to the bathroom and left my phone and my wallet there. Didn't bring my phone. I mean, it wasn't necessarily that I was like, oh my God, like I'm so into him. I need to but he was on his phone. I'm like, what?
But I almost want your dates to, don't take this the wrong way, you'll get it. I don't want them to go bad, but I kind of want them, I want these stories to continue.
They're pretty bad.
Bridges got the cream of the crop.
Episode 64 was that one when I talked about the psycho, yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck your face, dude. Fucking prick.
Alright, moving on.
Bot sauce. Every
butt sauce!
Bottom of sauce.
We have a huge hot plate here.
Yeah, we do.
All right, so here's my.
You decided to go into a manic, like, oh my God, this is a fun topic. This is a great idea. We should talk
because
about
I know
this.
That I just was thinking, like, Paul could totally, like, I just.
Yeah.
Paul is totally going to be engrossed in everything we talk about.
We can talk about this.
We will.
I'm saying the right stuff.
You are.
Okay.
You got the right stuff.
You know I went there in my head with it,
baby.
Too.
Baby. Yeah. All right. So, Paul, do you do yoga?
I do.
Do you regularly? Tell me about your yoga experiences.
Okay. So, I went in, I wouldn't say hard compared to super yogis, but I was going, at least once or twice a week starting last June. So, June 2016.
You just started last June.
I mean, I've been doing it very off and on for,
okay.
10-ish
as
years.
As we all do off and on,
yes.
Right? Because, we all think we're just going to,
get back into it
and
do
yoga all the time. And
you
then
do
we,
it one time in a year and tell people, oh, I do yoga.
We do that
on
New
Year's. Me and Bridget do that for New Year's. We go on New Year's and we're like, yes! And then we literally, the past 2 New Year's, me and Bridget are like, we're going to, get more into yoga this year and we're going to do more. Fuck, I've been twice this year.
Yeah, and the instructor's like, oh, are you guys new? I'm like, no, we were here last year.
Oh, yeah. We do this
they do
all
the
time.
And spend
the
whole year.
But, I was going to yoga regularly a lot. But
I do love yoga, though.
Well, so we call it being yoga stoned. So I've done it, I'm going to say, on average, for the past year, once a month.
Is amazing.
But there was a second where I was going 1-2 times a week for a while.
Yeah.
And shout out any yoga studio, but my good friend Chelsea. Or rather, I'm going to take it back to Paula Passanisi. She used to live here. She moved again. She's a very free spirit.
Wasn't she at the one that is now an empire. What was it called?
It was a little further down.
Yeah.
But she was certified in this yoga called Forest Yoga. And she, I mean, it was just, I did it here and there, and then finally I started going a lot more frequently last year, like I said, and more so than, you know, I mean, I saw physical changes too. I felt good. I was, it was defining somewhat of a, you know, sexy body. But I've practiced a lot of mindfulness. And I'm really ADD, and I'm really, I've had a lot of manic episodes in my life. It's more than 65 episodes. No, so I just, that's what it's done for me more than anything. It gets you connected with your intuition.
So it's not necessarily that you're flexible, that, like, what do you think's, like, perceptions, but specifically men's perceptions are of yoga? Do you think it's because they don't think they're flexible? And, or, right?
Like, because one of my friends, that was what he was using. Oh, I'm not flexible. And it's like, well, it's more for just being flexible. And if you're not flexible, it's cool. Also, you want to be in a yoga environment where they allow you to take your time with it and do it at your own pace.
Yeah.
Right.
Some places they get real elitist.
And also, I feel like also men sometimes are like, ugh, leggings, or I have to wear yoga pants, or what if I fart? That was my brother's concern a lot. And Joel was teaching.
Joel was a yoga instructor.
He was teaching yoga for men, but men were just not coming to his yoga class.
I mean, I give him so many props for doing that, because I just don't think men understand, or they, I don't know, are they not,
but
they're uneducated,
they're,
like, I'm not understanding where men are feeling
with this. And
I think
we talked about this with Joel's wife, that actually a lot of NFL football players have been going to yoga recently because of flexibility and toning and also mindfulness. You don't really, like, your body needs to stretch.
Right.
Like, if you're constantly doing the same thing and you don't stretch your body out, your muscles are going to be like, fuck you, I'm out.
And warm up, too. So hot yoga is really good. I know people hate it, but it is,
I
like,
love it.
It's
I
the
love
best.
It.
Sweating is, like, the best feeling ever, you know?
Oh, my God, I love it so much.
No.
So, actually, I just posted today that, so, Treetop changed their classes and the way they're classified. And they used to have hot power yoga, and they used to have power yoga, and it was hot. And now I've looked at all their descriptions, and I can't find that they're hot anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I would have to call and ask.
There's also Cape Ann Power Yoga.
So then, so then people
and
had said that.
I believe
and
as a YMCA member,
yeah,
you do get a discount for going.
So they're $10 a class anyway.
But it's like $5 if you're a YMCA member.
Oh, okay,
that's
cool.
Not bad.
Which I am.
That's good.
So,
that's great.
And they're and that's all they do is hot yoga.
Yeah.
That's all they do.
Huh.
So, you know, my sister's a yoga instructor, my sister Celia.
Okay.
So if I wanted her to come to my house and do a, you know,
we could do it in my yard.
We could do a private session in the yard. My
also,
kids
there's all different levels of yoga, especially if you're a car accident victim like me. You can't just, like, go straight into,
no,
like,
well,
no,
no yoga class, you know, recommends that. They all, you know, it's all different.
But I know Lisa at the YMCA, when I first started going, she was like, does anyone have any injuries I should know about? And I told her, I have a back injury and a knee injury. So with certain poses, she would come over and say, you know, instead of you trying this, do this.
Yeah, and the minute that something doesn't feel right, the yoga instructors are watching everyone. They'll come over and they'll tell you what to do rather than do that.
Yeah, and Joel, I think, actually does, he does teach at Power Yoga. He does
at Cape Ann?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he does now?
I believe he does.
All right, I'll check it out. Awesome. So we're going to move into Paul, and pretty much why he's here. What are we even at right now?
We're at 47.
Oh, okay, not bad.
Yeah.
So, closet case.
Woo!
Yes.
Woo!
Paul, talk to us about it.
Oh my God. Okay, so I started doing it June or July 2013.
Holy shit, that's a long time, man.
Well, yes, but my intentions were for it to be a monthly party, so once a month. And then I didn't do one again until, like, October.
But what is it?
So I like to say that it is an everything performance art party. We are here to entertain, intrigue, and inspire. And I think even if you don't like it, you're probably intrigued by it. So we're getting the job done really well.
So is it a drag show?
There's drag, there's burlesque, there's I haven't done, like, much of the spoken word. I like to have a weirdo or queer aesthetic. It's not really necessarily about being gay. I know it's called Closet Case. I like double entendres. You also keep your wigs and your performance outfits in your closet or your briefcase. You know, it's like Closet Gotcha. Case. But, of course, there's, you know, being in the closet as a gay man or woman or whatever. If
Alicia
you're
likes to
or...
call our secret listeners closet listeners, and mm-hmm. I told her... secret listeners.
Yeah, I mean, it means anything. It just, it, and I've had straight dudes come up to me and be like, I want to do drag. Like, straight dudes want to do drag after they see a show, and it's not meant to make anyone uncomfortable for the wrong reasons. It's like, just performance art is fun. And in queer nightlife, and again, I like that word queer, I think it, I think more humans are queer than they realize. Doesn't have to mean being into the same sex, but we need it because it's fresh and it's interesting and it makes you think. Even if it's gritty and it might not be the best, it's like, well, you need to see that this weird art exists in the world because not everything is overproduced and on Channel 5 for you to be like, you know? Because I went to school for recording arts, so I know what goes into film and audio and engineering and manipulating sound and creating sounds and building a backdrop of sound effects for a movie. You know, the car going by in a scene in a movie, well, that sound isn't from that car. You know, people put
it's
that into
for
it.
ADR.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So productions are productions for when they're meant to be. And I'm actually going to make the show not once a month anymore. I'm going to go quarterly with it so I can make them bigger productions, because recently I've been getting into directing like these little short films and these skits, and I love doing that. And I want to take more time with the artists that I have, but I do like taking on friends of mine or just people I don't know who have never performed before. So I'll throw usually once every month that I've done it successfully for the last month. I've only done 8. I skipped a couple months, but I needed time. Like, you skipped your podcast for a couple months, you need time to generate inspiration or whatever. But that's what it's for. It's for people who understand that wild, wacky, you know, arena for performing.
And where will they be? Where will they be quarterly?
So I was doing it at the Cape Ann Community Cinema, and then I moved it to Shorten, Maine for a second. I'm actually doing a new party there called Girl. And that's fun. And I'm going to do some smaller events there probably once a month.
And what's that?
It's also, like, weird, wacky performance on drag, but it's not, like, 10 people performing. There's going to be 3, but then it's also
okay.
more of a dance party. So my friend Lara from The Dress Code, a.k.a. DJ Snackzilla, I'm, like, helping revive her DJ dream, you know, and she's really good. We danced our freaking asses off at my birthday, July 28th, we did one there. But Closet Case is at Cape Ann Cinema and Stage. It's upstairs from Mystery Train, the old St. Peter's Hall.
Yeah.
And I feel like most people in this town don't even know that that place exists. And if you guys haven't been
I mean,
there,
by this time, everybody in this town should know it exists because it's been there for so long now. And
it's
been
beautiful.
So, yeah. It's awesome.
Do you like it up there?
Yes.
And the AC is really good,
movies,
too.
I mean, I love how they have the couches and you can watch the movie. And listen, girlfriend.
I haven't been there.
That's okay though.
It
you know?
Is fun. It is. You will walk up there and be like, "What? This exists? Like, it's so much fun." And you
mean,
go grab your wine. You have couches and the. It's just a really cool. It's a really cool
have,
vibe. Really
have,
cool place.
They have stuff like that in Oakland that I'm familiar with. I just have yet to make it to Gloucester.
So. No, that's fine. And the thing I love about Rob Newton, who owns the place too, is he gave me the chance to do the party there, even though I started it years ago. When I moved back here from Boston, I was, like, vibing pretty well. I felt good. I kind of stopped drinking for a second. And I'm like, it's time to put this party on again. And he understood what I was doing. And he said, you know, the worst thing I had to do was when I was losing my spots, you know, opening his little small film theaters, it sucks popping up, bouncing around. You know, you feel like, where's my space? Where is this staple thing that I can just feel comfortable about? Not having to leave or, you know, anyhow, he extended that offer for me. So once you go, you're going to get it. You're going to be like, oh.
Yeah.
And that place is one of those places that makes me not feel like, ugh, I hate Gloucester, I have to leave this town. It's like, no, you just need to get your shit together and use what's amazing here for you.
So what inspired you to create Closet Case here? I mean, you said you moved back. Is it because you wanted to continue, or why did you...
I got into... I wouldn't even say it's more about, like, promoting. I just like creating. Like, I like being... I like the creative side of it, so I do pretty much all of it, and it sucks, but when you get the right people involved, it's like, you know, it's gonna sound corny, but it's really beautiful when it all works out. Even the times that I've lost my mind because I'm trying to make it all work and some things don't go well, but then all your friends after are like, this is the best one yet. I'm like, okay, well, then it's worth it. And it sucks sometimes, but...
So how do you pick who's going to be in your shows? Do they come to you? Is it just, like, you know, do you pick your drags? Or, like, what goes into it? How do you pick who's going to be with you?
I kind of reach out to my... So my friend Rodney, a.k.a. Desiree. Do you guys know Rodney? Maybe. He's quite notorious.
I've been out of the drag scene for many years. Well, just but I used to know every drag from here until... You know,
I tried to get Joey to do it again, which, sorry, but he will never will. But the fact
is...
He
got out of it...
Years ago.
With his husband told him, his ex-husband told him no, and then he sold all his shit. No. Never mind, it goes on and on. It goes on and on. But I used to go to drag shows.
I did find a spot I'm going to edit. That's right.
No, that's fine. You keep it. No, that's fine. Well, I used to go to drag shows two, three times a week for maybe a year.
That sucks, because to me... You know, there's people that'll love you. I mean, if he doesn't want to do it anymore, that's fine.
But he's a great performer.
He's fantastic. And even if he wanted to just do a show tune as a man,
do you even know the following that he has?
Oh,
and
I know.
You know, had and still has.
I reached out to him and made him go for a car ride with me to be like, I really think that you could be the thing that helps me kick off the party. He declined, and it's cool, but I was like, okay, I'm going to do it anyway.
Right.
And so I find friends who get it and want to do it, and then I reached out to another drag queen friend who was in Gloucester, and she'll reach out to her friends.
Yeah.
And then my friend Noelle, who I didn't realize I went to St. Anne's with when we were little, and she stole her dad's Playboy and brought it to school in fifth grade. Well, she was in third, I was in fifth. And I guess so we worked together last year at this restaurant, and we started to talk about where we're from, and I'm like, oh, and she's like, yeah, I went to St. Anne's, and I was like, what year are you? And she's like, 2003.
I love the Catholic school connection.
And then I guess I made fun of her for 2 weeks and called her Playboy girl, because she got caught and in trouble with her dad's... Oh, no, Playboy playing cards. The point is, she's like, I do burlesque and I do drag stuff. And I'm like, really? And then I'm like, wait a second, you're friends with Rodney. And she's like, yeah. And I'm like, you're Joe Bananas Foster. You were supposed to do the first Closet Case at Dog Bar and you canceled. And she was like, yeah. But no hard feelings. I was like, that's okay. Like, shit happens. And now she does every single Closet Case
drag,
I have.
So you have drag kings as well?
Absolutely.
Nice.
Aurora started doing drag after the first one.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're doing all these projects. Like I said, taking it back to the mission statement, it's meant to entertain, intrigue, and
inspire. Wait. I love that you have a mission statement.
Absolutely.
I'm in business, you know, in HR, so mission statements are everything.
Yeah.
I love that you have that.
Thanks
pretty
for
amazing.
Even asking about it, because I don't think a lot of people know about it.
No,
so.
It's pretty amazing. So when does this start up again?
Okay, we are doing our final summer party, and then I'm going to be moving it to a quarterly party. So the next I think we're doing is New Year's Eve after this one, which is August 26th, Closet Case Volume 11, Sex on the Beach. Which sounds pretty middle of the summer event.
Yeah,
I'm like,
no,
no.
Great.
The end of the summer, truthfully, the end of September.
And is there a cost to get in, or?
Generally, tickets are between, like, 10 and 20. So, like, 20 will be front row VIP. I usually will offer, like, a free poster that no one ever takes. But you always will get your money's worth, and all the money goes to paying the artist. I've bit $700 on this party 1 month to get it kicked off, you know? Or between the first 2 months that I did it last year, September, or August and September, I lost $700 because... And whatever, I look at it as an investment. But I want to pay these artists and make them feel like they're special. And I know if you give them this guarantee, they're going to do their job so well. They're going to entertain the shit out of people.
Right.
And then they're going to make more money and tips. So has it been monetarily as beneficial as I'd like it to be so far? Eh.
But you do it for the love of it.
I do.
For the fun of it.
I do. I know it's going to pay off eventually.
So do you create flyers, posters?
Yep.
So you will have to
with friends.
Give them to myself? No, we can post this on Good Morning Gloucester.
No, but I'm saying I'm not taking the credit for the graphic design. Like,
oh,
we
right,
collaborate
right, no,
together,
right,
but
right.
I have a really good team of people who do this
right.
stuff.
Right. So make sure that you send it to either myself or Bridget.
Oh, I will, totally.
And we get it on Good Morning Gloucester.
Yep.
A week, maybe a week before, you know, so we're able to post it on Good
Morning
I
just
Gloucester.
Made the event page on Facebook today, and I just did a default picture of Pavilion Beach with the old Bird's Eye building. So it's Closet Case Sex on the Beach. You can go to facebook.com/closetcaseparty, Instagram at Closet Case Party, Twitter at Closet Case Party. I want to be better about putting stuff up every day, generating content, but I think
yeah.
soon I'm going to pay someone to kind of keep up with that too. Because I feel like, you know, money talks and it gets the job done. And I think by next year... Ooh! Ooh!
What are you talking about?
Oh, bitch, I'll pay you. You want my money? Yeah, no, you girls are totally on board. And that's why I'm taking time with
you.
You
know
too,
I actually run
get...
five people's Facebook business pages?
Listen, let's get into it, because that's why I want to take my time to really get a team of 10 people solid that we're going to workshop this event every 3 months.
Do you have a Closet Case Snapchat?
No, I will soon, though, but we did make, for our Trump party... It was on a Friday, Inauguration Day. Like, I was already calling it conversion therapy, and it just happened to be on Inauguration Day, and we made a Snapchat filter for it.
Nice.
It was fun.
Awesome.
It was, yeah.
Awesome. So, pretty much before, you know, like you're doing now, a couple of weeks, a few weeks before each one of your performances, come here, let's talk about it.
Yes.
Because now, we need to know... How the, you know? Obviously, we're gonna go, and then the next time you have
and I have
it,
a guest list and
about,
stuff too. You know,
yeah.
I will take constructive criticism as well as if you have ideas, let me know. If you come to this one, things will go wrong, but people might
excited.
Not notice. But you've been in
people
theater and stuff,
but
so
you.
You'll.
It,
but at the same
notice.
Time, when people have suggestions for how to make something better, I listen.
Yeah,
I do. So
awesome,
and you girls could be a lot of help. So
yeah, I'm excited. I haven't, you know, been in the scene for a very long time. Oh God, Talia's 17. I haven't been in the scene
yo, Mom.
For 15 years. Yeah, because like you know, with Joey, it was just huge. I mean, you were already in California at that point,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. Well, I was there holding dresses for gowns for a while, but then when I moved out west. I didn't get in. I didn't really go back into the scene. I went into another part of the gay community by playing gay softball.
That's right. You told me all about that, and I loved it.
And you know, it is a different variety. It's not always tutus and dress gowns. And I mean, sure, they'll bust out in show tunes from time to time.
She let down a lot of lesbians.
No, it was not even lesbians. My first lesbian friend was a girl that came to the house when I lived with a whole bunch of guys. Her name was Desilez. She's now Desmond. So, you know.
Oh,
right.
She's transitioned.
Yeah,
she's
going through. He is going through transition right now.
Nice.
He's doing a lot better than our other friend, Kat. we'll just say that. Not as militant on the trans rights. And this, he's just like, this is what I'm fucking doing.
Right.
You know, and still think he's hot. Always did, but you know, that's what it is. But
yeah.
I didn't become friends with lesbians until I moved into the house in Oakland, and my two roommates were lesbians, and they were my first two lesbian friends for a year and a half until I started playing softball with lesbian. I was already on a men's team, and then I was on a women's team, and it just happened to be they were lesbians, and there was two other straight girls, and you know, we all got along.
That's how people should meet for a first date. A fucking softball game.
Oh, no, because I will fucking torture the fucking person. Like,
maybe you need to see someone.
Catch the goddamn ball!
But you need to see, like, the worst of someone if you're going to be with them for the rest
yeah.
of your life.
Or,
I think
or potentially.
I
mean,
like
not a first date's going to, you know,
I'm
going
to say 3 months in. If you're still dating them in 3 months... Then let's go watch some sports together, and then let's see how we can do. So I just got asked that the other day. They were like, "So do you watch football?" I'm like, "Yeah." He's like, what's the matter? I'm like, people don't want to watch football with me. He's like, are you that
passionate? Who watched the Super Bowl with you?
He's like, is that, are you that passionate about it? I'm like, yeah, I yell a lot. There's a lot of profanities come out of my mouth. I don't know. They just come from my toes. I don't know what happens. Just people pick the fucking ball up.
You know what can help? Yoga.
I know.
Yoga. Yes.
I gotta pay for my Y membership again. I know.
Bring it all back.
Actually, I'm gonna go and try Orange Theory at Liberty Tree Mall. So
okay.
I've seen that.
It's a circuit gym.
Interesting.
I'm gonna go, and then I'm also gonna take on title boxing as well.
Oh yeah. Well, you don't have to go to title. We have, you know, Kate. Was it KPM Boxing right here?
Where's
with
that
the women's
at?
And you don't right next to CrossFit. And,
oh yeah,
yeah.
On Sergeant Street.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You guys
they have
are
a
like,
women's.
Continue. I'm sorry.
Yeah, they have a women's class on Tuesdays and Saturdays, which is which is boxing with a lot of cardio involved. So
I love how much you guys advertise for businesses around town. That's wicked important.
And they don't even know it because they don't listen.
No. Maybe one day they will.
But they will.
We talk about them a lot.
We'll be like, you know, we talk about you every week.
You know what's going to happen is we're going to become so popular that people are going to start binge listening to previous episodes. But holy fucking shit, you've been talking about my business this whole time.
No one's
going to want to
binge.
You're
going to
create a fan,
Mr.
and then an enemy the next week. And
like 2 months, I did like.
You binge listened. You did because you wanted to know who you were getting yourself into.
And FYI,
you did.
I do
no pun intended.
Smart.
I do not tell anyone about the podcast.
I don't either.
I don't
until I get to know them and kind of trust them. It's only a couple of people, so you're
dates.
One.
I think it was like.
Well, technically, your first date was 9 hours. So
yeah, technically, yeah, we went.
That's a good date.
We went to 4 places in 9 hours.
So wait a minute. Okay, so that's 9 hours. So that's technically 9 dates, and then 4 different places.
Who goes on
1 hour
date? Announce
Tinder.
Tinder. Someone that's not interesting.
No. So people, you have said each place is a different date. So technically, went on 4 dates.
Yeah, that was a.
I'm jealous of 10 minutes of a date. Give me a conversation about nothing, and I'm happy. Just let me look into your eyes.
Sometimes those eyes are creepy, though. You gotta filter that.
Or if you're like, you have anxiety, you just guess everything that they might be thinking that they're probably not.
Yeah, right.
So you had
freak yourself out.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
So you had mentioned that you didn't drink for a minute, but now you're drinking water. So you're back on the kick of not drinking again?
Oh, wait, by oh, yes, I am not drinking. I 3 weeks ago tonight. And I'll be honest about it. Okay, first of all, when I cut dark liquors out, like, whiskey on the rocks was my thing. When I stopped that, I realized, wow, I'm a lot more in control. But eventually, when you don't know what to do, and you're like, I gotta find the person of my dreams, I guess I'll go out to a bar and hang out, and hopefully someone in this town of nobody that's gay, or everyone who already knows me and doesn't want to, like, be with me because of me being me, it doesn't work out, so you just get wasted and you spend money. Then you start to self-loathe, and then you self-destruct. And then you'll hurt other people or start a Facebook conversation with someone, and you make a joke and they don't get it. And then you're like, oh yeah? Well, I'm going to be real mean to you right now for no reason except the fact that I'm drunk. And I did that a couple weeks ago to a drag queen. And I've since then apologized and was like, listen, that moment made me feel really shitty, and it made me think of a couple years ago in my life when I was not drinking, but I was very lonely and very depressed, and I felt by myself, and I was acting out and fucking up relationships before they started. That could have been beneficial for music and promoting parties and whatever, but when people are lonely, or you know, I wouldn't blame it all on mental health. I mean, that is what it is, but you can fix it with more than just like medication. The fact is, I don't want to be that person. So I'm like, this is it, Paul. You have to fucking stop drinking now because this is going to go nowhere. You're going to keep getting in arguments with people in public, or you're going to spend too much money or be too drunk and hit on someone embarrassing yourself and yell or be mean to like a drag queen on Facebook. So I haven't had a single fucking sip of alcohol since then, except for the one that I thought was a water last week at Lara's reggae party. It was her drink. But I don't think I'm the type of, like, alcoholic who...
Air quotes, because no one can see.
Air quotes.
Air quotes.
Four fingers
for
all you guys. No, I mean, I don't have the disease, the addiction the way others do.
Right. Right. Yep.
It's a party thing.
Right.
And it's a filling a void thing.
Now, do you feel like, because you're not drinking, do you feel you cannot go and see friends that are drinking?
Absolutely not. I can go out and
you
drink water.
You feel totally comfortable and in control that you can
yes.
do this.
Yes.
So, as Alicia has drank in front of you this whole time.
Do I miss having a glass of wine and being, like, silly as fuck? Yeah, but, I mean, it's not worth it because I can do that without it.
Right. There's a lot of people, too, that don't understand that.
Not
I
that
don't
you
need,
can.
Right.
No,
it's
I know.
Just,
it's definitely a personal
I'll have a dirty
thing.
Martini
totally
in me
that.
In the next half
Absolutely.
Hour.
Absolutely.
You know, after I leave here, I'd be like, I guess I'm going to go keep drinking.
Yeah,
right,
but
right,
it's also
right.
a lot of people.
So I never want to seem righteous or like I'm above all. But I had a moment where
a
I was like that. Before.
Right,
yeah.
It's personal.
And a lot of people too don't understand. Like you, for one, you don't have to drink in order to have a great time and be present and be part of the life of the party. Same thing with me. People are like, why aren't you drinking? I don't need to. Why?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
last thing
I
you want to do is have me drunk because then.
And if anything, you know, I don't think I'm like this like martyr for sobriety. I'm sorry, not at all. But I've already had 2 to 3 people, including last night, a friend of mine said, "You look really good, dude. You look like a lot more happy lately." And I'm like, "Whoa, I didn't expect
that."
Skin
out of this. Looks healthier. You feel healthier.
I
right?
do. And I want to share that with people. I mean, like I said, I'm not. I don't have like a 3-minute emotional PSA with like a Sarah McLachlan song in the background. Not about.
I could edit
but,
that in post.
Yeah. I don't drink anymore. So I just you know, if there's people who feel like they think of, I think people who know they have a problem, even the problem like mine, they think about it. But it's hard to address when you're not the kind who's like purple faced. At the homeless shelter, like, you know, I even tried to help a really, really drunk lady on the bus the other day. I called a friend who used to work at the homeless shelter. I said, yo, there's this lady on the bus. She's breaking down crying. We're getting through to her. Can you get me a room? I was all ready to go get her a room.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got off the bus and she was
in Gloucester.
So, yeah, she was so fucked up that she like kind of like forgot that I just was
she
having
black.
This moment with her, and then she's like, I'm gonna go with my boyfriend.
And we've mentioned that Gloucester is one of the only cities that's a wet shelter.
Yes.
And that's continues to be
a... Do you think that's a good or bad thing?
I don't... Why are we the only ones at a wet shelter? Why can't we just be a dry shelter and, you know, go with everybody else? But no, we have people coming from Boston, Lynn... All of those populated cities that are dry shelters.
So you think they're coming here because
yes,
they know
they're
it's
coming
a wet...
here because we're a wet shelter.
Well, if you want to do
well,
a podcast on the trash in the street, and I mean that like literally, not figuratively. I don't know if it's because of the homeless problem, but
fireballs?
Just physical like pieces of like trash in the street. Like I don't think
they come from Boston on the train in Lynn to come here because we are
a
wet shelter.
And that's what I was trying to do with this woman. You know, I like went out of my way to call a dude who I knew used to work there, and I'm like, hey, you know, reaching out. He's like, bingo, yep. And it felt good. I was like, ooh, am I a missionary? Am I getting into like saving? I mean, like, you know, not in a God way, but. Not that I don't like God, I love God, I have my own version of him, her, and all the others. But, let's just say on a closing note about liquor or drinkers, or we could keep talking forever. But, I just want people to, you know, not be afraid to talk to someone about ways to
Now, do you feel, because you publicly, you also publicly went out there and put it on Facebook and was like, hey guys, this is what I'm doing. I'm not going to drink. I don't want to drink right now. Like this, that. You actually put your intentions out there versus keeping it inside. And people are like, oh, why aren't you drinking? I commend you for that. And I actually commented on it because I saw a bunch of people that were like, this, that, whatnot. And there were a lot of other people that were like, wow, that's a great idea. Like, you know, that you did this and congratulations to you and this, that, and whatnot.
Well, one kid was like, oh, you're the holy... Huh?
Was that to keep yourself accountable? Or is that for you? Like, why did you...
I share it because, I mean, listen, I quit years ago and I actually went full on sober for 4 years. Well, for a good 3 months and then I smoked weed again. But whatever. Here nor there. But I went 4 years without alcohol. And it was Sam's bachelorette party where I had a drink or two. But that didn't ruin it. The point is, I just I want to share it with people, and it's on Facebook. Like, we do it, we say everything we're doing now. Like, you know, that's another reason why I've deleted Facebook. So I'm not going to diss Facebook. I'm not going to get all like that. But there is real life, and then there is what you share. And getting even further back to when I told you the stage name thing, it's like, yeah, everything's a performance for me. I don't want to really be online unless I have a reason to be online.
Right.
You know, and of course, I say everything. Mm-hmm. Not everything, but if I'm going to say anything and I can make someone change their... Like, already I got two friends to not drink for a month. So, that's on them.
Yeah.
I'm not responsible for anything if they do or not, but... You know, sorry to bartenders if you're losing money, but you don't worry,
they're not
will.
Losing money. There's other people out there.
Yeah.
But
they don't mind.
They're all going to the wet shelter after, it's fine.
I just want people to, yeah, they need examples of that kind of shit. Yeah. So I'll be that for a little bit, you know, but it's really for me.
Yeah,
perfect.
So whatever.
Awesome.
But I fucking love a nice white sangria. God, I miss them.
So excited for you to come here tonight, Paul. You have to come.
This
more.
Is months in the making.
Yes,
we've
yes.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I love you guys too. Like for
yeah.
years.
You
and years.
You promised
years.
You're gonna
I
come back.
I love you too, Mystery.
Thank
you. Promise you're coming back.
Yeah, I really am. And
yeah.
and if you want to have Aurora on too, show.
We
out.
Do.
We've
got some
to
questions
about.
For her too.
Yeah.
Great.
Because I feel like Aurora can definitely. Give a different kind of conversation. Like you were talking about, instead of like gay culture, you're talking about queer culture, which people are like, well, what the fuck is the difference? And it's actually, there's a huge difference, and we can also talk about that and the differences, because I feel like a lot of people don't understand.
They don't, and in fact, they still think it's like derogatory. Like, we took it back. I was almost going to play a show at Lynn, at Franz and Lynn before it shut down,
mm-hmm.
and I posted to my Rookie Diamond Facebook page, it was like, really excited to be playing the first queer joint that I'd ever, been to. In fact, that night, you know, later that night, I came out of the closet, whatever, and the owner was like, privately messaged me, can you please take that down? Like,
why?
You're going to offend people, because the word queer, I guess, was offensive. And I'm like...
Well, you know what? The owner was really... He was older.
No, this was a new owner.
Oh, the new owner?
That was there for a hot second before
because,
it closed down.
Right. But the original owner...
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Was... really old school because
mm-hmm.
he was older, you know, when they, you know, he was
when
in
they
his
would
60s.
Call someone a queer,
yes,
like as Duran,
he was in his, he was easy in his 60s over 10 years ago.
I felt so bad about it all, but I did. I was like dramatic. That was when I was like the depressed, that was when I was Pocket Tanya, which was the most cutthroat, like put a CD on, like I cared, fuck all my friends, business. But the point is, I shouldn't have reacted the way I did, but I felt offended. I'm like, what do you mean this is offensive?
Right.
People, and I guess that's why I do Closet Case, because people don't even understand on the North Shore what is right and what is wrong. You know, what's offensive and what's not. And there's a whole other thing going on with queer and trans things where people are really all starting to bicker at each other, and I'm just like, why?
Well,
what happened to fun?
There's so many people out there that are... I mean, we can talk about this on the next episode that you come on, that are like, you can't do this. If you're a white, straight girl, you're not allowed to do this,
cis.
This at cisgender, sorry. Right? See? Right here.
Yeah, that's the new thing that's happening.
But it's like, you can't do this. If you're going to come to Pride, you need to know these rules. Don't fucking tell me
it's
how
to
go
to
Pride.
Yeah, it's hard.
You know what, bitch?
Yeah.
Go home. Go home.
Go
yeah.
home.
Go the fuck home.
So... Yeah, it means a lot that you even had me to talk about this stuff, because I know it's still weird in Gloucester what I do. I've seen my flyers ripped down before, a week before the date of the show. I know what people still think. But I also know that there's people there who, like, crave what I do, and I just hope that they fucking pay attention, and they know what it's about.
Yeah.
Well, I'm excited.
Yeah.
We'll
so
be
thanks.
There.
Yeah, I
got
a shit. Excellent. Can I plug one more thing?
Absolutely.
Black Sheep Stampede. Black Sheep Stampede is my band. Yes, we're all Black Sheep. Bah. And Aurora is the drummer, and she's killer.
Wow.
We're playing a show at Katrina's on the 19th, so like, whatever.
Hold on.
Katrina's on the 19th?
All original alternative rock music. But then you're going to get a dope Queen cover band, all girl. Gunpowder Gelatin. Or is it Gelatin Gunpowder? Gunpowder. Either way, it's a lyric from a Queen song. I think Killer Queen, maybe.
Yeah. It's on the Saturday the 19th?
Yeah, Katrina's. And, okay. So they're going to kick ass. We're opening, and we're going to play a bunch of our songs, and we have a single on Spotify and all those other places called awesome. The Road to Babylon. So if you don't check it out, whatever, you're missing out. And I just wanted to throw that in there because I'm awesome. A piece of shit. All
right. Well, I'm around. No children, Bridget.
I am not.
No children, fuck, Bridget. Bridget. Right. Wait, is that your nickname?
No.
No children. Or you were saying I don't have children.
I don't
that
have
night.
The children let's on
not,
that Saturday.
Let's not talk about that right now.
Your vagina is very lucky.
All right, well, this is... What are we at, Bridget?
We are at 119.
Holy fuck, man.
Our only listener is here, man. Only they,
Sam's totally going to listen to this whole thing. So, yeah. So, thank you, guys. Thank you, Paul, for coming out.
I love you guys. Thank you so much.
We'll see you again.
Yeah.
Definitely. Before your other... Make sure you send me that information so we can post it on Good Morning Gloucester. Thank you for Mr. E's silent debut.
Very, very silent.
I baited you.
And it's Alicia Unleashed. Out.
Bye.
Sports.